kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Granny and eggnog, there's plenty to share. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief.
Sounds of the season right here on Coleman's Independent Radio. We are Live 95. There's one you're not going to hear on any of those other stations playing some Christmas music. That is from a group called Dropkick Murphy, and they call this Christmas Where I'm From. Welcome to Live 95. We are Coleman's Independent Radio. It's 4 o'clock on Tuesday, and not quite in the Christmas break yet. It's time for Sports Talk Live. And yes, we did miss This Week Live yesterday. I had somewhere else I had to be, playing in a Christmas concert of all places, but that show will return. I don't know exactly when yet, probably at the beginning of the new year. And I'm sure the sports guys will tell you their upcoming schedule. So let's get on with it. Time for Sports Talk Live. Here are your hosts, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thanks, Jay, and welcome everyone to the Tuesday Christmas edition, I guess you might say, Ronnie.
I know. Hey, you think Jay could play that song for us again during the break?
Yeah.
That sounded like an old Irish tune or something, Jay.
It really did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we needed some green beer or something, you know.
Careful now, careful.
Oh, we can't say that word in Coleman.
Hey, we'll go down to the Irish chipper.
You can't say B-E-E-R. You can say cold beverage, but you can't advertise or say in an advertisement the word beer.
Is this something new?
Really?
No, that,
I don't believe
that is,
I heard that.
No,
before.
That is written in the laws of the city of Coleman. If you notice on any sign.
Do what? We actually read laws around here?
Oh, yeah, they will on this one anyway.
Wow.
But if you notice any advertisement, it'll say
it's all
cold
beverage?
Beverages, ice cold beverages, or whatever.
So I guess the city council wanted it that way.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I don't know what that does, but.
Well, there you go.
And, you know, if you say ice cold beverages, you pretty makes much know what it is.
Does it make it a little bit more innocent or something? You know?
That way you can tell the kids, you know, that it's lemonade or Kool-Aid or whatever.
Yeah, it can be lemonade. Hey, there'd just be something mixed with it.
Ronnie, speaking of Kool-Aid, a lot of Alabama fans ready to drink the Kool-Aid now that Will Muschamp is on board at Auburn. He is now drawing a paycheck like many other coaches.
That's right.
From Auburn.
Yes.
Regardless of whether you're actually there or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They got as many people that's no longer there drawing the salaries as they do people there.
That's right. But we keep going through them until we get the right one. And
you think you got the right one?
What a combination. You got to admit, Ronnie. What a combination. Will Muschamp on the defensive side.
Yeah.
Gus Malzahn on the offensive side. I don't know how much longer we're going to have Lashley. He may be gone. I'm hearing he's interviewing for a couple of jobs.
I've heard that too. You know that he maybe, but it really doesn't matter about him.
No, you can take a monkey basically, you know, and do what he does. He's just doing what the big man says.
I was going to say, you know, he doesn't care a lot of. To me, it's his position. Yeah, he's called the offensive coordinator, but we all know ultimately who the offensive coordinator is. Right. You know, I mean it's Gus.
Oh yeah.
And so I was surprised. I'll be the first one to admit I was wrong on this one. I thought he would go possibly to South Carolina and be the coach in the waiting, kind of like he was when he was at Texas. But that didn't happen. He also interviewed him. I'd like to know. You know, he interviewed for the University of Houston job. Now my question is, did they turn him down or did he turn them down?
What I have been able to hear and read, he interviewed for the job, and then the same day took his name out of consideration. I don't know if he's seen he wasn't going to get the job and took it out, or if he said, you know, Auburn's going to pay me more than these guys are going to pay me.
Right.
And I think the Houston job is like $1 million a year.
Oh, was job. It? Well, that's a no-brainer. You want to be $1 million
for 1.6 to be a coordinator.
A coordinator, only over the defense, as opposed to going to pay you $1 million, you're going to be responsible for everything?
Yeah.
No.
Will Muschamp now in the ranks of head coaching salaries. His salary for coordinator ranks, I think, 60th, or he makes more than 60 head coaches.
Division I head coach.
Being a defensive coordinator at Auburn.
So. And he is making, is it 1.6?
1.6 with, let me think how it is, 1.6 this year, 1.7 next year, and 1.8 the third year. So $100,000 a year raise.
I tell you what.
There is money in football.
There's money somewhere because they're paying out a fortune in salaries right now.
Oh, no question about it. And even after the trip to the national championship game last year, Auburn football lost $1 million. I don't know how that's possible. We talked about it before. I'm still bum-fuzzled. That's a country word, bum-fuzzled.
Yeah, you won't hear that in
you
many
won't hear
places.
That on a sports show in California.
Now, I bet you Dan's never heard that in Chicago either.
I will use it Thursday.
Thursday, see if he knows. If he knows anything about bum-fuzzled.
That'll be the trivia question of the
day. You
gotta
be careful where you say that.
Yeah, that could get ugly. So.
We might get cut off the air.
If he knows what bum-fuzzled is, then I will be shocked.
Me too. But, hey, I'm surprised that Will Muschamp there. I'm sure every Auburn fan is ecstatic. They're elated because for Auburn fans, this is the guy that's going to help get you over the top.
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to help get us over the top, but I think he will get us to the top. I think we'll be in the mix now. We've got actually somebody to recruit a defensive player. Auburn put very little attention. And you can see that by who's going into the
But now who's but whose fault is that? That's not. I don't think that's Ellis Johnson's fault.
No, that's not Ellis Johnson's fault.
I agree.
He worked.
He played what he had.
Right. But I think you're going to see more attention now to the defensive side of the ball, or I don't think Muschamp would be there.
Yeah.
He's going to get his share of 4- and 5-star recruits. And
I agree. I think you're right. And I know we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, recruiting a little bit later. You know, who are the top candidates and where they may be going or where they may be changing their mind because of, you know, Muschamp going to Auburn and maybe some guys that may decommit from, you know, where they were originally going to go and, you know, go to Auburn just because he's there. That always happens.
Yeah, and there may be some that Auburn was pursuing that they're no longer going to pursue.
That's right.
Muschamp may say, hey, I don't want this kid, you know.
Right. Now, my question to you, and I haven't heard, Jason, is Muschamp going to be able to bring in some people that he wants to, or is he just going with the existing staff that they have?
He will bring in pretty much who he wants to. I think there's a couple of Auburn coaches that have a definite Stay.
Yeah.
And Damian Craig, I think he's actually on the offensive side of the ball.
He's probably quarterback coach.
But who's the other one? And this is the same name that escaped me the other time. The
Rodney Garner.
Rodney Garner. I think he is a definite stay.
I agree.
And but I think after great that, recruiter. If you're on the defensive side of the ball, you might want to be putting in some resumes.
Well, you know, shouldn't that be the case?
Yeah. If he comes in, he should have control.
That's right. And you know, I'm sorry that the defense was terrible and the coordinator lost his job, but you know, those guys, those position coaches, if the coordinator's gone, you got to pretty much, you know, be smart enough to think, you know, I'm going to be next.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
yeah, and the way Gus views defense, he said, "You mean there is a defensive side?" Gus pretty much admitted he turned it over to Ellis Johnson, let him do whatever he wanted to, and I think that's a huge mistake.
Maybe Gus doesn't know enough to
do it himself. Maybe the case. And
if that's the case, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just being smart enough to know you don't know, so you better get somebody who does know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they were saying, we're all ignorant only on different subjects.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt
about
it.
That's pretty profound, isn't it?
And I've downloaded a trivia game to my phone, and it has showed me just how ignorant you are. I am. Yeah. If you want to see how much you really know.
Well, Kathy could have told you that without you downloading the game, Jason. Hey, speaking of downloading the game, I know it was your birthday this past weekend. Tell me what this thing is that you're flying around.
It is.
Eric showed it to me.
Yeah, it is a... some people call it a drone, or it could be a quadcopter.
I mean, does it carry, you know, some type of miniature bomb, or, you know?
It would have to be real miniature. Actually, it's about $69, $70, and you can fly it around. If it's not a windy day, you can fly it just till it looks like a little dot in the sky. You can take video with it.
How do you video with it?
You've got a... remote.
Is it made that way?
Yeah, it's got a little camera built on the bottom of it, and you just hit the button one way to record video, another way to shoot pictures. And
do you know which
the same model that the guy at Alabama got in trouble for? I think it was at the Alabama Auburn game for flying it, and he hit a spectator.
Oh,
so I won't be flying it.
You won't carry it to the ball game.
No, I've already hung it in a tree one time, a power line one time, and. On top of the house one time. I had to climb on top of the house to get it down.
So it must be reasonably durable.
Oh, yeah. I've crashed it hard.
So, okay. So ultimately, what's the purpose?
Just to fly. There is no purpose.
You can tell by that pause there is no redeeming purpose.
It's like anything else I get for Christmas. It's not going to have
it's like
a purpose.
Flying a kite.
There's nothing to work with or I don't want.
No, I got you. So it's just a little remote control thing you hold?
Yeah, you hold the remote, and it's got a lever on each side, one to make it go forward or backward, the other turn. And
battery-operated thing?
Yep.
Okay.
And so if you're looking at getting one, anyone, make sure you get an extra pack of battery. Get a different, at least two sets of batteries, maybe three, because the batteries last about 10 minutes when flying.
Really?
So, yeah, it don't last long. By the time you get into flying it and having fun, the battery's dead.
Yeah. I'm sure the batteries come cheap.
They're really not bad. You can get like three packs of batteries, and it charges on a USB cord, but like $25, $26 for three different sets.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought.
No, it's not bad.
No, so, but...
That's like anything else. You can step up and go up to thousands of dollars for one of these
Sure,
things,
so. Sure. You just know the lower levels to start
I'm
with.
I'm on the start out.
Well, hey...
But I fly it over to your house one day and check on you.
How far can you fly the thing?
I can't fly it. This one will probably fly 200 or 300 yards and still have control of it.
You got to be able to keep them in sight.
Yeah, but
there's no way to see
them that you can look at your remote control and there's a screen on it and you can see what you're seeing if you were on board that thing.
So
you could fly it anywhere. Actually, a pizza kind of thing is Domino's or
so it could be like a carrier pigeon.
Yeah, and that's what
I'm
going to say.
You can bring me a note.
Domino's is delivering pizzas in some cities with these things. Of course, a lot bigger than the one I've got. But yeah, they.
What if somebody gets it and runs off with it? How does it knock on the door?
It don't. They signal you right before it lands. Of course, you get out there and watch it land, and it's got a little warmer, and you pull the pizza out, and then it takes off and goes back.
Now, I'd like to know how Domino's is getting away with that when they would not let Amazon do it.
Yeah, they're doing it. I'm not sure.
Amazon's got too much money. They might give us some trouble. We'll let Domino's do it. Yeah.
Was it got a couple of 9mm in case somebody starts trying to steal it? Strapped on the side like a holster.
Talking about sporting goods on the Sports Talk program.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, speaking of 9mm, I'm not sure that the gun used, but Auburn, once again, a player shot.
On a serious note. Before we get on a serious note, happy birthday.
Thank you. And that was number 50. Half of 100.
Oh, I thought it was 68.
No, 50. Oh. 50. And Kathy thought it was 68, too.
So she treated you like you're 68?
Yeah, pretty much. Throw the blanket over me and set me in a recliner.
There you go. All right, on to serious stuff. 9mm, go.
Yeah, Auburn loses another athlete to a gunshot. You know, a couple of years ago they had two players, former players,
absolutely,
shot and killed at the same location. I'm not sure what the name of the apartment complex is, but... I think they change the name
about every 2 years, you know, right after something bad happens there.
Right.
And, Ronnie, do you have his name written down?
I do. I don't know exactly how it's pronounced either. Jaquel or Jaquel Mitchell. He was a freshman wide receiver at Auburn, 18-year-old kid. And, again, you probably know more of the details. Was at a party, I think, at an apartment complex around. I think this happened around, you know, 12:30 at night, something like that. You were telling me about it. I don't want to interrupt you, but apparently there was an argument going on between the player at Auburn, Jaquel, however it's pronounced, and another guy. And then the individual who did the shooting had nothing to do with the argument, correct?
Yeah, involved in the argument from what I've and I think you read there were 6 to 8 shots fired.
That's what I read. He was shot. He fell down, and you even said they continued to shoot at him. It was... Somebody said it was like 6 to 8 shots or something. So, you know, just tragic. You know, a kid in the prime of his life there having a ball. You know, a freshman at Auburn on a scholarship, I presume. And, you know, is just senselessly gunned down over something that you know and I know meant absolutely nothing.
Right. And, again, Ronnie, for the young people that might be listening, a very – strong case for being where you need to be and not in some of these places. He may not have been participating in anything that was going on there, but he shouldn't have been there.
Right.
I mean,
just a horrible situation.
The place has a reputation for bad things
happening.
And if you surround yourself with bad things will
follow.
That's right.
So. But, you know, these young kids, and that's what they are, every college athlete, they're still just young kids. Yeah. You know, they don't see any of that. You know, they don't think as adults, and they don't act like adults. And it's just a horrible situation. I hate that for, you know, the entire, you know, they could say Auburn family, but, you know, you just hate it for everybody involved. And it's, you know, his family, I think, Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, he may have had a child of his own.
I'm not sure. I think you may be right, but I'm not positive on that. So
it's just a horrible tragedy. So.
Parents now without a son.
Absolutely.
And, you know, like I said, he was going into the prime of his life.
Sure.
Football scholarship at Auburn.
Yeah. Going to be competing as a starter next year, from what I had read. Yeah,
and from everything, of course, the pastor at Desperation, Pastor Andy now is. Yeah. Teaching a series on how to have a long funeral and talking about what you do here, you know, and your funeral. But this kid, from everything you hear, a great kid, just kind of the life of the party type kid, and like you said, senseless. And
sure.
What a tragedy. But
that's right. And you hate that for any parent, any college, you know, any kid. So, hey, our best wishes go out to the families.
All right, Ronnie, something before we go too much further into sports. So, going to remind any advertisers out there, Christmas music will start Friday, and you're not going to beat this price. For $50 per hour, you can sponsor an hour of Christmas music.
$50 for an hour.
Yeah, you're not going to beat that price.
No, you're not. And even more importantly there.
Yeah, 10% goes to Coleman Caring for Kids. So you're making a donation in the process.
Absolutely. So. That's a great cause. You couldn't spend 10% of your money in a better way than Coleman, you know, Caring for Kids.
So if anyone interested, call the station here, 737-9951, and Jay will be pleased to hook you up.
That's right. So, Jay will take care of you.
That's it.
All right.
All right. Time for a break. The Christmas music means it's time for a break, and Santa Claus is not far behind.
Ho, ho, ho.
We'll be right back with Moolah. You're listening to Sports Talk Live, 95.5 Coleman.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com. All right, Ronnie, time for money, money, money.
The sweet sound of money.
The only cow in town that brings money.
And she's out of the pasture.
That's it. That cow just keeps getting out.
She's grazing.
Hey, thanks to People's Bank making this possible this week. $100 up for grabs for finding Moolah and bringing her back.
Hey, that's huge right here to Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas season. $100 goes a long way.
Yeah, and I know that we've got a few that are listening for clues on this.
That's right.
It is physically hidden this time, so don't call and just give us a guess.
That's it. It's not a mental thing.
And I hit it sometime today. So
sometime today. Yeah, is that your clue?
Yeah, I looked through the parking lot and I did not see it out there.
There's no telling with the wind blowing though where it's at now. So
that's right.
It could be anywhere. We're going to give you clues to where it was hidden.
Yes.
Now where it ends up, I don't know.
Well, we can't control that.
No.
You know, we can't control the weather.
Again, brought to you by People's Bank. Where's Moolah worth $100? Find it. There's instructions inside the envelope on claiming your prize, and Ronnie's going to bring us the first clue of where Moolah is.
All right. The first clue of the Christmas season, Moolah is, if you're looking for greenbacks, look for the color green.
All right.
There you go.
Not a lot of green grass around
there. That's right. So, you know. That narrows it down.
Yeah,
if you're looking for greenbacks, look for the color green. There's
all
my
right.
clue.
be out, be hunting it. We'll give another clue, at least one more clue today, and then Thursday, if it hasn't been found, we'll get a little more serious with it, try to get it found before Christmas.
So. Yeah. Hey, Jason, before we start to talk about what you wanted to, or what we're going to talk about here sports-wise, I wonder, have you seen the segment on the news, or I saw it today on the internet, the police officer at Tarrant, who was called to the Dollar General. Have you seen that? You know that story?
I've not seen it, heard about it.
Okay, here's a story. Now, this is what this our country, and I guess I'm on a soapbox like you said, this is what our country should be about, and some are. You know, it's not important about, it's not all that important about what kind of car's in your driveway, you know, what kind of house you live in, how nice your clothes are, or having nicer, you know, your kids having nicer clothes than the neighbors, you know. None of that stuff really is important. I think what's important in our country and our world is what the police officer at Tarrant did for a lady. That there was a call to the Dollar General. A lady was stealing a dozen eggs. The dozen of eggs cost $1.75. She had $1.25. She didn't have enough to buy the eggs. She was stealing the eggs to be able to feed her, she had two grandchildren and I think a niece or something at her home that had been a day or so since they had eaten. So she was stealing those. The Dollar General called, the police officer comes, he finds out what's going on, he buys the eggs for the lady. Doesn't write a ticket, just ask her, said, will you promise me that you won't try to do this again? Well, you know, and of course she said yes, and she was a, you know, apparently a sweet lady, but you know, she was just at her wit's end. You know, she's trying to feed her kids. And then, so she was hugging him out in the parking lot. Well, somebody films that on their camera. So they put it on the internet, and I saw today it has almost 1 million views.
Wow.
And what has happened since then is people across the country have donated food, donated gifts to that family, and they said that Tarrant, it took an entire shift of their officers to deliver all the goods that was given to that family.
My
so, you know, that's what we should be about. Oh, yeah. It's not about what we obtain, it's about what we give away. Right. You know, I guess the word is service. You know, I mean, that's really why we're here.
To have a long funeral right there.
That's it.
Like you said, people are not going to remember us by what we drive or the money we have. They will remember what you've done in this world. Absolutely. If you help people or if you didn't help people.
That's right. So if you're browsing around on the internet, you'll probably see that. That's one of the, you know, the headlines that scrolls. It shows a police officer and a lady hugging his neck. So I just thought it was a great story.
And the police need a great story.
They need a great story, absolutely.
Boy, they are getting hammered everywhere.
Right.
Whether
they deserve it or not, you know, they're getting hammered. They're getting nailed. So that's a great story, and it looks like this family is going to have a wonderful Christmas because people, they said gifts were coming from around the country. So that, you know, that's what we ought to be about. Anyway, that has nothing to do with sports.
She never expected that when she was stealing that dozen.
No, she never expected. She never expected that when she was stealing that dozen eggs, you know.
I mean, honestly, who in that position, your kids are hungry, starving,
I'm going to steal.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I have to do to feed
my kids.
I'm sorry, but
that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So, but it's a great story, folks out there. If you see it on the internet, you may want to read about it. But again, it has about 1 million likes and just gifts pouring in to the Tarrant Police Department. And they're trying to get, you know, deliver them to the family. So it took an entire shift, as I've already said, to deliver them. So there you go.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. And
if
you don't do anything for anybody any time else in the year, right now is the time. I mean, a lot of people could use the help if it's nothing but buying them a
loaf of bread.
Yeah, just whatever.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So, you know, that's what it ought to be about. It's about service.
Okay. All right. The coaches don't need any help buying
He'll need to go steal a dozen eggs. Matter of fact, he'll be able to buy the most expensive eggs. You know, the ones that stamp with an EB or something on them. You know,
he can buy whatever kind of egg he wants to buy.
He can buy the plant.
All right, Ronnie.
Yes.
You being an Alabama fan, let me ask for your honest answer.
No. Yes, Alabama will win the national championship.
That's not the question. Hiring a defensive coordinator, and you had them for 5 years, let's say.
Yeah.
Whichever way you went, you're going to have this person for 5 years. Who do you hire?
Well,
you hiring Kirby Smart?
I am.
Or Will Muschamp?
I'm hiring. I hate to. It's not because I'm an Alabama fan. I'm going to hire Kirby Smart.
Runny.
Well, you asked me.
I knew you were.
You asked me to be honest.
I told you. Yeah, I wanted you to be honest, but you wouldn't honest.
So I would hire Will Muschamp. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. Let's just say that.
Well, okay. Reverse the roles. Kirby Smart is at Auburn, and he's had the kind of defense he's had at Alabama at Auburn. Would you hire Kirby Smart or Will Muschamp?
I would. I would keep Kirby Smart if he's there. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
But Auburn's defense was broke.
Oh, there's no question.
If I am, Ole Miss, and I'm looking for a defensive coordinator, and I've got Kirby Smart's available, Will Muschamp's available, I think I'm going to hire Will Muschamp.
Okay.
I mean, and the prices are the same.
Right. Yeah, so essentially they are.
Yeah.
And again, I think one's going to be just as successful as the other. I think Will Muschamp, okay, I'll give you this. I think Will's Muschamp's defense will be close to as good as Alabama's defense. Close. It's hard to say.
Yeah,
it's hard to come and say that they're going to be as good as Alabama has been defensively, because that's a huge step. Plus, Gus Malzahn may not want he may feel like he doesn't have to have that great of a great defense for him to be successful.
Yeah,
because of the points he scores offensively,
just above average defense, they're in good shape.
That's right. If they can have a defense that won't give up, you know, maybe 21 points a game, they're going to be good.
Oh yeah.
Now Alabama, they have two different philosophies. I think Alabama wouldn't be sad. I don't think they would ever be satisfied with giving up 21 a game, because they're not going to be as successful, I don't think, scoring as Auburn's going to be. Auburn's going.
They were in the Iron Bowl, though.
They were in the Iron Bowl, and I mean
they scored Auburn's defense.
That's right. I mean, Alabama scored a lot of points this year. I'm not saying. I'm saying year in and year out, I think Auburn would be more successful if their defense gives up 21 points a game, as if Alabama's defense gives up 21 points. Yeah, what do you think about that?
I think so. I think as long as Gus is at Auburn, now you swap head coaches and that.
Everything changes.
Right.
That's exactly right. I agree with you. Did they hire a great defensive coordinator? No question. Did they hire the best one available? No question. And if I don't know if there's one better or not. I say Kirby Smart just because I say Kirby Smart. But Will Muschamp may be the best defensive coordinator.
Will Kirby Smart be the next head coach at Alabama?
No.
I've heard that start to be batted around on different talk shows.
What do you think?
I don't think he will.
I
think they go outside again. I mean,
I do too.
You know, I'm not big in on hiring assistants, moving them up. I think you look for somebody at a place like Alabama with a proven track record.
Yeah,
Kirby Smart, great defensive coordinator, but has no proven track record as a head coach.
And he's had some opportunities to take some head coaching jobs.
Right.
But the job he has as a defensive coordinator at Alabama is better. I would say better than some of the offers that he's had to be a head coach.
Oh yeah.
Just like you said, Jason, a little bit earlier, we talked about Will Muschamp and applying at the University of Houston. I don't know if we were on air. Don't even remember if we were or not.
I think we were.
Okay, that he pulled his name out.
Yeah, how hard do you think it would be, or is going to be, for Will Muschamp to have been the head man at the University of Florida and now
I know.
Is a coordinator answering to Gus Malzahn at Auburn?
I thought about the same thing. You know, I saw them stand there in a picture together, and it looks all rosy and, you know, wonderful. You know, when it's all said and done, is it going to be all rosy and wonderful, or is it going to be, you know, headbutting?
I think there has to be some headbutting, because if you're Gus Malzahn, you're going to feel like everything that Will Muschamp says, he's questioning your ability.
Yeah.
If you're Will Muschamp, you're going to be questioning Gus Malzahn.
Absolutely.
I would have done it different, or I would have done this, I would have done that.
Right. So. But I think they make it work.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. It's got to work better than it did.
Yeah, you get
anything's
that right.
An improvement.
That's right.
All right, the music means it's time for another break. So we'll be right back.
That's
hopefully
it.
A little more sports and maybe get into the local basketball scene.
And remember, you can sponsor an hour
$50. Send it in here and Jay will hook you up.
Jay will hook you up. 737-9951 is the number.
All right, we'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman.
Tommy Warhurst, your farmer's insurance agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
We waited all through the year for the day to appear. We could be together in harmony. You know,
more Christmas music.
That's some good stuff.
Hey, that's good right there. Folks, if you like Christmas music, right here is the place to be starting Friday. Going to go all Christmas until, I guess, the day after Christmas.
And if 5 o'clock Christmas night, I think.
5 o'clock Christmas night.
5 or 9 o'clock, one or the other.
Okay.
They don't tell me around
here. How about split the difference? Go to 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, 7:30.
Somewhere in that range, late Christmas evening. If you're interested in sponsoring an hour of it, only $50. 10% of that will go to Coleman Caring for Kids. You can find out more information at live95coleman.com. Check that out.
Hey. Talk about
good price.
What a great rate,
oh,
$50
yeah.
bucks for an hour.
And enjoy some Christmas music and
that's
get
it.
Some advertising all at the same time.
Hey, so. And helping kids.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the most important
that's
part.
That's it.
Absolutely. Hey, Jason, just some local games that are taking place tonight, high school games, that is. We have Fauntville at Addison, which neither one of those are in this county, but we'll give them a plug anyway. Cold Springs at Good Hope, Coleman at Austin, Hansville at Susan Moore, and Vinemont at Holly Pond. So those are the games that's on tap tonight. Most of them have probably, or some of them, you know, we say this every time, Jason. If there's five games and most people have five teams and you only have one gym, you usually start around 3:30 in the afternoon. For those who have, you know, more than one gym, probably 4:30 or 5 o'clock would be the start time in, you know, in both gyms. So those are the games that's going on. You've got plenty of time to get out and support, you know, your local high school teams. Go check out some of the talent, see what's going on. There's certainly, some kids around here this year, that have gone very probably and possibly playing at the next level. So, now's a great time to see them, Jason, while they're still, you know, in high school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so.
Then you can look, when you see them at the next level and say, hey, I watched this kid in high school.
So. Exactly. So, those are the games that's on tap right now. And it won't be long, you know, about a month. I think it's, January the 24th, Jason. I don't have my calendar in front of me. But that will be the week of the county basketball varsity tournament. I think it's the 24th through the 31st. It runs Saturday to Saturday. And, you know, will be some good basketball that will be played down at the Tom Drake Coliseum. So, be plenty of seating, you know, great place to go in and
you're
comfortable.
Not gonna beat that.
No, you're not. And, so, you know, just encourage you to get out and support your, you know, local teams. And, you know, certainly when county tournament time rolls around, please go down and, you know, watch them play. So, exciting time for basketball.
We had said at the start of this program,
yep,
back in June, we were going to rate the team. We'll try, yep, to have that Thursday, come out with,
yeah,
our first basketball
ball ratings. Yeah, we need a little time to see, yeah, you know,
see
what's going
play
on, who's, you know, who's performing, you know, day to day or week to week.
What do you think tonight? Good Hope running with the situation at Good,
yeah,
Hope School. I'm sure they're going to,
yeah,
run pins and needles.
Yeah, that was well. Yeah, not to get into too great of detail, that has been solved.
Oh, it's been solved.
It has been solved.
Well, that's great news.
So we'll leave it.
Yeah.
We'll leave it
we'll
at that.
We'll talk during the break.
Yeah, we'll talk during the break, but that situation has been resolved. But still, going to be a very big challenge for Good Hope boys and really for the girls, too. You know, Cold Springs is very strong, boys and girls. So, Good Hope will have to definitely bring their A game,
yeah,
to, you know, to give them a chance to win. Of course, it does happen. They are playing at home. So, but we'll see, you know, we'll see tomorrow, you know, how that turns out. But, going to take a good effort, you know, from Good Hope. Probably have to have a little bit of help from Cold Springs. And, we'll see how that goes.
And the Viamont Eagles, they're going to have their hands full.
They,
and
yes,
they everything
will
else full tonight.
That's right.
Time,
they, so. The Viamont will be at Holly Pond. Holly Pond, again, they're just as good as anybody in the county. They're playing at home. They'll have a big crowd. You know, they have a great tradition out there, and they'll have a lot of kids, good student sections, very supportive. And so, yeah, Viamont will be the same situation. They're going to have to they're going to have to play well, stay away from turnovers, and get some help. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Oh yeah,
you know, not that they,
yeah,
can't, not that they're not capable of winning. Their margin for error is just less than what Holly Pond's
right
is.
Cold Springs and Holly Pond, I think they're 1-1 now. They,
yeah,
just played twice already.
That's right.
And split, so.
Exactly right. And then we've got Hansville at Susan Moore. I think Susan Moore is struggled from what I've seen. So, you know, if Hansville can go travel to Susan Moore and like always, you know, if they can stay away from turnovers and stay away from foul trouble, and, you know, as clubs do, they should be okay against Susan Moore. And then Coleman, again, they are at Austin. Don't know much about Austin, but I will say this, that Austin's going to have to be pretty good if they beat Coleman.
Right.
Coach Meyer's got a good club. They're not big, but they are loaded with guards, and they do get up and down the floor.
And get a shot.
Exactly. As well as some of these other teams do, too. You know, Coach Springs, Holly Pond, I know they're up and down the floor as well. So, and they've got some kids that can, you know, that can play. So, it's exciting, you know, basketball around. So get out and watch some of it.
You know, I love it running when the county tournament starts rolling around,
yeah,
and every year you hear the debate. And,
yeah, yeah.
And if there's 100 people, you're probably going to have 50 to say one thing, 50
uh-huh
to say the other. Whether Coleman should be in the county tournament.
Yeah.
You know, Coleman left the county tournament years ago.
Many, many years ago. They joined that Tennessee Valley.
They have not been welcome back in the county tournament.
No,
so.
And, but, you know, there's more county schools now playing Coleman on, you know, on a regular,
yeah,
season basis than there used to be. Used to, you know, I don't know really anybody that used to play, you know, play Coleman. But now there's several. You know, certainly Holly Pond plays them. I think in the past, maybe, I may be wrong, Fairview has played them, but I know Holly Pond has for several years, so it's competitive.
And Viamont, I know this, and I know him well, and I wouldn't say,
yeah,
it about anybody else, but Coach Meyer now at,
yeah,
Coleman,
yeah,
but when he was at Viamont, he would play Coleman,
yeah,
on good years.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if he's seen ahead of time,
it's, yeah,
going to
be a little lean, yeah, yeah. We selectively play, you know, so, but I'm glad that there's, you know, there's more competition between the,
oh, yeah,
you know, the county schools.
I could fall on either side of that argument.
Oh, sure.
Depend on which.
And you wouldn't be wrong, and you're not wrong either,
yeah,
way. So, Coach Meyer's doing a good. He's doing a good job there at Coleman, just as he did a good job at Vimont.
Oh yeah,
so,
loves the game and boys love to play for him.
Absolutely. If you can't get along with Bobby Meyer, it's going to be your problem.
Oh yeah.
So. That's the local. Those are the high school games that's going on tonight.
Alabama's got a game going on tonight.
They do. Alabama's got a big game tonight. Let me see. Put my glasses on. They play Wichita State at 8:00. That's on ESPN2. Wichita State, I believe, is ranked number 11. I think it was either last year, Jason, or year before that they made it to the Final Four or the finals. I'm just speaking off the cuff, but
I remember, but I don't remember which year.
Yeah,
I think it was last year.
Okay. So if you want to watch
Shockers,
that's right. The Wichita State Shockers. So Alabama plays them tonight, ESPN2 at 8:00. Hopefully that'll be a good ball game. If you're an Alabama fan, you've seen them play some. They are much, much improved. From the club they had last year. I mean, it's daylight and dark difference in the caliber.
And you can say thank you to Auburn for some of that change. So.
That's right. I mean,
Coach Bruce Pearl, which has found the going tough at Auburn.
So boy, have they not.
They cannot shoot.
They're terrible offensively, aren't they?
They are awful.
I think I saw one game, I may be wrong, now correct me, that they scored, it was in the 40s. Is that right?
That was one of their better games. They had one where they were 34 or 36.
The final?
Yeah, the final score. So
that's like a middle school.
You could stop.
Wow.
I would venture to say you could go out here to 157 and stop the next five cars and get the driver of the car out and line them up and just
be competitive.
Yeah, and you would shoot, I think, as good a percentage as all their shoots.
But, hey, that get them while you can. Get Auburn while you can, guys, because it won't be long till Bruce Pearl will be paying you back.
Yeah, he has bought in a 7'2" convict from. I think he was formerly with Maryland, and I think he assaulted a police officer or something, kicked off the Maryland team.
Just something minor.
Brought him in at Auburn, 7'2", so.
It's about, it's not much different than stealing a carton of eggs. Oh, man. Okay, but that's Alabama tonight at 8:00. North Carolina will be playing at North Carolina Greensboro. That's at ESPN at 6:00. Then Middle Tennessee State plays Oklahoma State, if anybody's interested, on ESPNU at 8:00. So those are the college games that are going on tonight. Might as well mention this. A couple of pro games. Golden State is at Memphis. And if you want to see a good pro game, that's the one to watch. Both of them have outstanding records. Matter of fact, I think Golden State's only lost two games.
Yeah, they have been on fire.
Yes, they have. And we're going over to watch Memphis play the Chicago Bulls on Friday. So looking forward to that. So Golden State at Memphis on the ESPN and Oklahoma City at Sacramento on ESPN at 9:30. And Kevin Durant is back.
You know, when basketball season rolls around, it's so much different than football. You can find a basketball game on anytime you want to watch.
You got that right.
And most times it's live,
If
it's past lunchtime, you can see a live game just about any day of the week.
Got that right. I mean, there's games. You flip through your TV, and you can pick several college games and pro games every night to watch. So,
all right, I hear the music, Ronnie. So
sweet.
Sounds
of
time to pay
soft,
bills.
That's right. Soft Christmas music.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, 95.5. Coleman, come back with a little moolah. Another clue.
Oh, already? My goodness.
Beautiful. What's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful. Please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on.
The neighbor's my thing.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
Hey, you know there's no cabs to be had.
I wish I knew how.
This place is
to
my style.
Break this bad.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissors Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday, 734-6006. That's Scissors.
All right, 4:53, and
sweet sound of music.
When you hear that ringing and the chains going down, it means it's time for Moolah. And Ronnie and I have sit here trying to think of a clue, so I'm just going to come up with one as I'm talking. So this one, just give it away.
There's no pressure on
that's
this.
That's right.
None whatsoever. Just $100 out there that somebody's looking for.
Somebody's looking for it, and somebody will probably find it by the time I get through giving this clue.
Oh, careful now.
I didn't give a lot of thinking.
Hey, we can talk and we can
let's
come
talk
back.
For just a minute. Give us some news headlines while I'm thinking of the next clue.
You're going to be like Gomer.
I don't want to give it away. I've got a clue, but I think I would give it away.
You're like Gomer. You're going to be thinking under that bucket.
I'll be thinking.
Hey, Jason, while you're thinking there, let me give just a few headlines that's going on with the NFL. I was going to give you some NFL results as far as games, but I may not do that. Last night, the Saints beat the Bears in one of the worst NFL football games, I believe, that I have ever seen. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was absolutely atrocious. Just terribly played by both teams. So
lucky I missed that one.
Yeah. Well, here's I'll go through just quickly a few of the NFL results from most of them on Sunday. Pittsburgh defeated Atlanta 27-20. Atlanta is in, I think, the North. I think it's called I don't remember what division. It's certainly the worst division in all of professional football. I think they were like 5-8, and they were leading the.
Carolina's in that division.
Yeah, Carolina's in it. The Saints are in it, and they're all terrible. I think the Saints are like 5 or 6-8 or so now, and I think they're leading the conference. So, anyway, Atlanta was defeated by Pittsburgh. Dallas beat Philadelphia 38-27. Detroit beat Minnesota 16-14. The Seattle Seahawks defeated the San Francisco 49ers 17-7, which knocks San Francisco out of the playoff picture, which means Jim Harbaugh is probably going to be looking for employment. That's right. You know, the question there, Jason, is will he end up back at Michigan? You know, I don't know. Only time will tell. But as some of the other headlines there, I'll get to them later about a statement that Les Miles made. The New York Jets beat Tennessee 16-11. That's two terrible teams. Denver beat San Diego 22-10. New York Giants beat Washington 24-13. New England, who was on a roll, defeated Miami 41-13. Kansas City defeated Oakland 31-13. Indianapolis beat the Houston Texans 17-10. Baltimore over Jacksonville 20-12. Buffalo beat Green Bay. That was a huge upset right there. Buffalo over Green Bay 21-13. And Tampa Bay lost to Carolina. Your Carolina Panthers, Jason, got a W. 19-17. They're on fire. Cam did not play. And they got a W. I'm not saying that they got
two
the W.
Wins without Cam.
That's right. Is that all they've got this year?
No, I think they're at 5 wins.
Oh, are they? Okay. Yeah. And then Cincinnati defeated Cleveland. And we'll talk a little bit about this in a minute. They beat Cleveland 30-0. It was Johnny Football's first NFL start.
If it was of a sign of things to come.
It did not turn out very well for Johnny Football. His stats were, he was 10 out of 18. Now, that's not bad. 10 out of 18 for a total of 80 yards and two interceptions. Since you know how they rate the quarterbacks, you know, the number comes out, you know, as far as the ratings, he has the lowest ratings in the history of the NFL since they have been rating quarterbacks. He has the lowest rating. So it was not a good day for Johnny Manziel. I don't know if you saw any of the highlights, but there was a couple times that he was sacked, and of course the defensive linemen get up in his face and they start rubbing, you know, their fingers together like money, you know, like he used to do when he was in college.
And he asked for all of it,
and it's well deserved. So, but that's just some of the scores from the NFL. Some other headlines: Sammy Coates, as we talked about, that he has declared for the NFL draft. He's expected to go late first round or early second round. Here's your trivia question. Who was the last Auburn receiver taken in the first round? 1972.
Gosh, that had to be Terry Beasley.
You got it. What about that?
I wouldn't have got it if you hadn't said 1972.
I gave it away for you. That is the last Auburn receiver taken in the first round, 1972.
I don't know what that says about if the Auburn would throw the ball or we might have had a quarterback who could get them the ball.
Maybe it's
a
combination of all.
Hey, let me give this for
you got a clue? Still.
I've got a clue. Oh. We'll go back to headlines. Okay. And Coach Bobby Meyer going to call us and update us on Coleman basketball.
What, did he get thrown out of the B team game?
Yeah, he's actually on the bus right now.
Oh, he's on the bus.
All right, Ronnie. If you are looking for moolah,
yes,
you can ride down a street which shares the name of a former California governor. Okay. It has a name. If you're looking for moolah,
give people time to get a piece of paper.
That shares a name with a former California governor.
Okay.
Now, that one should be pretty easy, Ronnie.
I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is?
I don't know the streets in Cumming.
Yeah, but you know former governor of California.
Okay, the last one?
I'm not saying last one.
Well, I don't know all the governors.
Former governor.
I don't know all the governors of California.
I'm not saying anymore. I'm going to give it away. Go back to headlines.
All right, back.
Remember, the former governor of California.
Okay.
That'll give you the streak.
There you go. There it is. There's Jason's clue. Again, as we said, Sammy Coates declared for the NFL draft. Do you think his partner on the other side will also declare?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The only thing that injury could put him further back, but I think he's actually more valuable in the NFL than Coates.
I would draft him before Coates.
Yeah. I think if Coates goes late first round, he should go middle first round.
And we are talking about Duke Williams.
Right.
This was his first year at Auburn, correct?
A man-child.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they certainly are NFL talent.
Yeah.
Even when they played Alabama, and they just towered over, the defensive backs.
Yeah, you get it anywhere around Williams especially, he's going to catch it.
Yeah, I agree. Great player. Okay, a couple more headlines. You may have heard this, you may not. Kobe Bryant passes Michael Jordan. He is now the third all-time leading scorer in the NBA.
He should be.
He's shot enough.
If you shoot every trip down the court, you're going to hit somebody.
You know, he's been playing, I think it's 19 years Kobe's been playing.
19 years.
You know.
I remember when he played in the All-Star game, and I think it was his first year.
Yeah, right. He was out of high school.
And them talking about him coming from high school, and boy, time flies.
You got it. You know, I can remember him playing against Jordan and guarding Jordan. You know, and Kobe, he came back from that torn Achilles. He doesn't get really, some people like him. Most people don't like Kobe for whatever reason. He really doesn't get the amount of respect that he should from being a player because of he plays out on the West Coast. So we, here on this side, the eastern side, we don't see them play very much unless you're going to stay up all night.
Yeah.
You know, we have the luxury. You know, Jordan played in Chicago for most of his career, so, we got to see him play a lot. So I think that's one reason that Kobe may not get the amount of respect that he deserves is because if he plays on the West Coast and you don't see him as much. So a phenomenal player, no question. Like I say, 19 years in the league. He's just now passed Michael Jordan for the third all-time leading scorer. There's two people that he trails. Do you know who they are?
That's what I'm trying to think. I would say Jabbar.
Jabbar is the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Who is number two?
And that one is getting me. I'm gonna say I'll probably be wrong.
I'll narrow it down. He was a center.
Wilt Chamberlain.
No.
I don't know then.
Moses Malone.
I would have guessed all night and not guessed him. Moses Malone.
Moses Malone, a great, great player. So, anyway, Kobe is now third all-time leading scorer in the NBA. Back to the college and NFL. Another headlines, Les Miles tells the athletic director at LSU that he is not interested, will not be applying, will not be going to Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Michigan may be hurting trying to find a coach.
Yeah,
it may not be who we want. It may be who we can get.
That's right. They apparently are in no hurry.
No, they haven't.
To hire anybody.
They're not rushing.
But Les Miles is not interested in the job. University of Houston, as we talked about a little bit earlier, Jason, they have hired Ohio State's offensive coordinator, Tom Herman, to be their head football coach. And you gave us some information a little bit earlier that Muschamp applied for the job and then pulled his name out because he can make more, as a coordinator than he could as head coach.
I think the Houston job's like $1 million a year, Auburn paying 1.6.
Okay.
So.
That's a no-brainer, isn't it? A couple other headlines. Florida set to hire Mississippi State defensive coordinator to the same position. Jeff Collins.
That brings up something I wanted to talk about and a great time to talk about.
Okay, lay it on me.
Did you hear the comment from Dan Mullen?
No.
That his coordinator made a lateral move.
Going from Mississippi State
to
Florida
now,
is a lateral move.
I don't know what world Dan Mullen lives in. But, yeah, he said that was a lateral move for him, kind of threw his former coordinator under the bus.
Oh, I did not hear that.
He was probably ticked off.
He was because he left.
But
how could you, how could
in
you
right
dream?
Would not want to be at Florida instead of Mississippi State.
I mean, that's Florida is one of the top.
The top coaching job in the nation.
And I don't think Mississippi State would be in the top 10.
And you can be in Florida and enjoy the sunshine, the warm winters.
Oh.
You can be at the beach in no time from anywhere in the state.
It's paradise.
And in Mississippi, you can enjoy the casinos. You can enjoy the mosquitoes. You can enjoy brown water beaches where they don't even build condos on the same side of the road as the beach.
Yeah. I just think he had his feelings hurt.
Oh, yeah.
A little pride issue there.
There's no question about it.
I mean, if anybody believes that's a lateral move.
In fact, I would take, it wouldn't be a big pay cut, but I would probably take a small pay cut to coach at Florida rather than Mississippi State.
I know I would. And for no other reason, one reason also, which they wouldn't think of, you don't have sales tax in the state of Florida.
That's true.
I mean, that's, but that's, you know, it's
property
nothing.
Property tax will tear you up. <anyway, so. laughs>
That's why they don't have sales tax.
Trust me, I know.
You know about that, don't you? Oh, me. But yes, Jeff Collins leaves Mississippi State to go to the Florida Gators, and if that's a lateral move, then I'm as wealthy as Donald Trump.
Hello, Mr. Trump.
Trump.
Because according to Dan Marlin,
yep.
Lateral move.
Couple other.
One other thing, Ronnie, on that subject. The guys I heard discussing it on the radio says, well, think about this year. Who was the number one team in the nation for a little while? So it wasn't Florida.
Well.
Yeah, but, you know, a blind squirrel finds
an acorn every now and then. How many times has Mississippi State been ranked number one in the history of Mississippi State? One.
Yeah.
How many times is Florida? I don't know the
but
answer.
But you know, Mississippi State will always have, now, they were the first team to be ranked number one by the committee.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't do them any good.
They
didn't
can hang their hat on. as close as they
make you a plaque and hang that on the wall, you know, because you're not going to get a chance to play in the playoff this year, that's for sure. And what are the chances that Mississippi State will ever play in a 4-team playoff?
I wouldn't bet on it. If I had the rest of my life, they said, you put $100 on it, we're gonna pay you
$5,000.
You got the rest of your
life. And I like Mississippi State. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing against Mississippi State. But if we're going to talk about a lateral move and base it on wins, losses, championships, just like I said, Jason, When will Mississippi State ever be in the final in the 4-team playoff? Maybe never.
Yeah, if they're lucky.
Can you say that about Florida? I don't think so.
Florida will be back.
Yes, they will. So anyway, that's the deal with Florida and Mississippi State. Pittsburgh's coach Paul Chryst is the front runner for the Wisconsin head coaching job, and he's done a good job at Pitt. He is a former Wisconsin player and a former, I think, offensive coordinator. Hey, did you hear this one? You remember Chad Johnson, Chad Ojocinco?
Oh, yeah.
Great NFL receiver. And you talk about somebody that looks like they are chiseled out of stone. It was Chad Johnson or Chad Ojocinco. I think he's back to Chad Johnson now. He leaves. He goes out to eat at a restaurant. He leaves a $300
tip. $300
tip. His meal was $51. He leaves a $300 tip because it was close to Christmas, and he said something about it was close to Christmas, and Sundays at this restaurant, I think, was slow, and there weren't many people there. He left a $300 tip.
Hey, that's awesome. That's a lot better than most of the stars you hear about leaving a dollar, $2.
You got that right. Hey, I got one more tidbit of headlines, and that is Bo Pelini, who was the head football coach at Nebraska, as we all know, was fired a couple of weeks ago. He averaged winning 9 games a year, but I don't know. I don't think he was ever really and truly accepted at Nebraska as their man. He has been hired today as the head football coach at Youngstown State. And that's a FCS football program, like a Jacksonville State, maybe Sam Houston State, North Dakota State. I don't know if those are all in the same division or not. But he has a new job, a new gig, a head coach of Youngstown State. That is in Ohio, and he's from that area. He was raised in the area, so that may be why he's going back. But you can be rest assured, he's not making the money he was making at Nebraska in this job.
No question.
So, there we go.
Buddy, Coach Meyer just sent me a text and trying to call the studio and can't get an answer, so I don't know if we have phone problems.
Oh,
if anybody else is trying to call, we're going
to
check on that as we go to break, and we'll have an answer for that as we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk Live 95.5, Coleman, Tuesday afternoon.
listening to Live 95 WRJM LP Coleman.
It's football season, and good vision is a must for the referee and for the rest of us. For over 35 years, Dr. Wayne Fuller has been serving Coleman and the surrounding area. At Fuller Optical, we are more than happy to assist you with all of your vision needs. We're located in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church. We can be reached online at fulleroptical.com or 256-734-1121. 734-1121. If you like us on Facebook or mention our ad, you can get 10% off designer frames. That's Fuller Optical in the heart of downtown Coleman, just south of the Catholic Church.
If you're looking to make your building dream a reality, now is a great time to talk to your Morton Building sales consultant. Morton Buildings is a company that has been serving its customers for well over 100 years. From the first meeting with your sales consultant to the delivery and the construction, every aspect of the building process is handled by Morton. Morton Buildings constructs everything from hobby shops and suburban garages to farm storage buildings, even horse barns. With Morton, you get the building that you need and the quality and customer service the company is known for. You can make your dream come true. Available at Morton Buildings, 256-352-0406 in Garden City, or visit their website at mortonbuildings.com.
Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Michael's Flowers and Design in Coleman is your one-stop flower shop for any occasion, now carrying fine wine and craft beer. Michael's Flowers and Design is located in downtown Coleman next to Berkeley Bob's Coffee House, now also hosting special events and wine tasting. Our beautiful store is located at 302 First Avenue Southeast. We can be reached at 256-841-5553 or online at michaelsflowersanddesign.com.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at a Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Tell us, sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
It almost sounds like somebody snuck some country music in here to my station.
There's one you won't hear at church service.
I've heard some old boys sing like that.
I have too. It's usually it's late at night when I heard it.
Recorded live in downtown Coleman at Grumpy's.
Yeah, in the backyard. All right. Oh, man. Jay, I got to know, who is that?
I do not know. All it says is Merry Christmas from the family.
Oh, okay.
It's probably one of the families down on Boat Hustle Mountain somewhere.
Is that the family? Is that the Bush people, you know, that shows on Discovery, you know?
I go out to some of these wholesale companies and get this stuff. I'm sure if I paid them 90 cents instead of 45 cents, they'd tell me who sung it to.
I hear you. All right.
We got to make ends meet around here.
That's right. Times are hard.
Hey, Coach Meyer going to call us here in just a minute. He is on his way to Austin in a bus, so
yeah,
that should be a challenge, but
we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
That's exactly right. Hey, until he calls in, Jason, a couple of little things I had written down here. The new headlines now, you know, these come out every so often, are the top 10 coordinators in all of college football. I know you want me to go through these, and we're going to right now.
Ronnie, I'm not a country person.
Yeah.
You might know who this is. I have no clue. Robert Earl Keane.
No.
From 94.
Mm-mm. Not aware of that.
Mm-mm.
No clue.
Okay.
All right. Top 10 coordinator starting at number 10. Jason, some of these, I don't even know who some of these are. Number 10, Robert Prunty, P-R-U-N-T-Y. He is a Cincinnati co-defensive coordinator. You ever heard of him?
Never heard of him.
Me either. Number nine, Jason Candle, Toledo offensive coordinator.
No. Name not ringing a bell.
Now, this one will have. Speaking of ringing. That's probably
Coach Meyer. It's amazing when the phone's plugged up how much better it works.
Hey, they tend to ring when they're plugged in the wall. We'll see if that's Coach Meyer.
Hopefully we can wait on the rest of that. So.
Yeah, it's important you want to hear it.
Folks, you know where this is headed.
Yeah, of course it is. I wouldn't be bringing it up if it wasn't.
I promise you, if Will Muschamp was ready number one, somebody wouldn't be reading this right now.
So. I believe in fairness.
Yeah, where did you get that? That's what you always ask me. Where did you get that?
Well, it's just right here. It's true fact. It's right here in print.
All right. Let's get him on. He's a busy man.
The one and the only.
Welcome, Sports Talk Live. Are you on your way to Austin?
Oh, yes, sir. How you fellas doing?
Hey, Coach. Great. What's going on, man?
Well, we are on the bus, something you guys know well.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I miss it.
I know you do.
Ronnie, in fact, was hoping he could catch a ride up.
Yeah.
Anytime I can arrange.
I was a little disappointed you didn't call and ask me, Coach.
At least I'm not driving.
Oh, you're not. Okay. You giving that chore up?
No, I still do it from time to time. But
I got you. I got you. Well, hey, we just a few minutes ago, we were going over the games that's going on tonight, and we know you're headed to Austin. So, hey, give us a report, what you think, what you need to do to be successful, and tell us something about Austin.
Well, Austin, first of all, they're ranked 3 in the state this week, and, you know, they're only lost to Kansas City, which is the team that only team that beat us. They beat us twice. They beat them once. So, you know, it's kind of a even kill on that as far as losses. But, you know, they're very good. They're ranked 3 and, you know, got a kid, Cameron Reedus, one of their guards is very good, and got another big kid inside that really jumps well, that's very dynamic and you know, great athlete. And then they got kids around them that are very good also. So they're a big challenge for us, and, you know, we're excited to be up here playing them. And, you know, as far as ourselves, we've been playing better of late. You know, we've kind of brought in some new players and some young players, and we're starting to gel a little bit with everybody and the style that we play. And so hopefully this week we will be, you know, we've got a huge week. Not only Austin, but some other big games coming up I'll tell you about.
Sure. Now, Coach, Austin is an area game for you, correct?
Right.
Okay, good. Hey, are
their area, along with Decatur and Hartsville, and Austin has already played Decatur and Hartsville, beating both of those, and so this is our first area game.
Right.
And so it'll be a big pivotal game. As you well know, you know, area's a big thing to be on top of and host that area tournament, so this is a pivotal game for that purpose.
This is the first step toward hosting, isn't it?
Right.
Hey, are you healthy?
Yeah, we are. We're as fully healthy as we can be. We, you know, like I say, we've played well the last few games and beat a good Gardendale team last Friday, played well in that game. So, you know, we're excited to see how we match up with these guys.
Hey, Coach, I know the Christmas tournament, the old Santa Claus, is right around the corner. Tell us a little bit about the tournament coming up and where we might could see some of that basketball.
Right. You know, we did not play a Thanksgiving tournament this year because we're playing 3 tournaments over Christmas. And what we've got coming up this week, in addition to tonight's game with Austin, we play at home Thursday night with Hartsville, big rivalry game, an area game. And then Friday, we're going down to play in the Steel City Classic, which is right now the most prestigious tournament going in the state. And we'll line up against Parker, who we got put out in the regionals last year at 3:30 at Friday, down at the Pete Hanna Center at Stanford. And then Saturday we'll play again up to 2 times on Saturday with possibility we're playing number 1 Setmay Mount Brook on Saturday at 12:30. So we've got a huge week.
Yeah, and busy week.
That, we may have a second game on Saturday against Tuscaloosa Central, who's also ranked in Setmay. So we've got to work that out this week.
Hey, playing those teams make you better. That's going to pay off at the end of the year when it comes tournament time. You will have seen all these guys.
Right, yeah. You know, this time of year is when you really get your feet under you and get into your big games and your area games. That are meaningful.
That's right. Hey, Coach, you know, we see it every year, whether it be at the regionals or at the state tournament, you'll have a club who's, you know, lost, you know, 10, 12, 14 games, and you think, how in the world did they get here? And then when you see them play, you think, how in the world did they lose those games, until you look at, you know, the caliber of people that they were playing.
Right. Yeah, you know, Austin, you know, they're going to lose people, which they've got guys back, but they're going to lose people, but they're the largest 6A school in the state. And, you know, it makes me proud that they're the largest 6A in my area.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
But, you know, they will just reload. They've got kids, you know, walking the halls that could start most teams, I'm sure.
Right. Hey, and you were talking about playing the tournament in Birmingham. Coach, do you still have the one down here at Wallace that you guys kind of hosted the last couple of years?
Yeah, we'll do the Yuletide Classic, the Meat Smith Yuletide Classic. We'll play that. It'll start the day after Christmas. It'll go 26th, 27th, and 29th. And we'll do that one. Got some great teams coming in there. And in addition to that, we're going to go in January, January 2nd to 3rd. We will head to Mississippi and play over in New Albany in a tournament that will be played at a school, Hickory Flat. Sounds kind of like an old Indiana
school. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like the Hoosiers.
Yeah, but we're supposed to play two top-ranked teams, one out of Mississippi and one out of Arkansas over there, so that'll be a tough assignment there. So we got a full slate for Christmas. All the parents are going to be really proud of me.
Oh, I know they're thrilled with you, but, hey, I'd rather be playing as practicing.
No doubt. No doubt.
So,
hey, boy, that's great times. I know the players have got to be loving that. That when you talk about playing games like that, it makes me wish I was about 35 years younger.
No doubt. No doubt.
Oh, man. Hey, what's the key to Coach, what, if you had to sum it up and give a couple of keys, what have you got to do well to win tonight?
Well, you know, the style we play fast. We're going to continue to do that. We'll press these guys. We'll play fast. We got to knock down shots. And at a great rate. So, you know, we got some great shooters, but I got to knock them down.
Absolutely. You know, and I think you hit the nail on the head because you said we're just going to do what we do. And I think that's the most important thing is whatever you feel comfortable with or coaches feel comfortable with, you can't change depending on the opponent you're playing. You just got to do what you do best.
Right. No doubt. And that's what we're coming to do.
Hey, Coach, got one more question for you. I know you've got your hands full tonight and got a lot of things on your mind, but I've got to ask you, what do you think about the Auburn hire?
Oh, man.
Hey, Runny is in the process. Let me tell you that Runny is in the process of reading the top 10 coordinators in the nation, and you can imagine where this is headed or Runny wouldn't be reading it.
Oh, yeah, I know who this guy is. Yeah. We appreciate you guys, and hey, I'll give you a call back anytime. Y'all going to be on there next week?
We'll be
off a couple of weeks, but hey, call us definitely, you know, when you can. Yeah. And Jason will text you, and you know, we can talk before games if it works out for you.
Okay, we'll do it.
Hey, great, Coach. Great talking to you. I wish you the best. Have a great Christmas, and we're just happy for you.
I appreciate it, guys. We'll talk soon.
Okay, right, thanks, Coach.
Coach Bobby Meyer, the Coloma Bearcats, and like
good
you
guy.
Said, Ronnie, they don't come any better than Coach Meyer.
No, worked with him for several years, and my kids just loved him, and I know yours did.
Oh,
yours
yeah.
did too, and he's just a classy guy.
And if you work with somebody and you can still say they're
right.
a great person, then they're a great person.
That's right, exactly right. You know, we're very fortunate. It's not just Coach Meyer. We've got great people in coaching positions all over this county.
Oh, yeah.
And you can call you can call them out, and you say this basically the same thing about them. They're just good, solid people that you want your kids around, and that's from Holly Pond to Fairview to Hampsville to Cold Springs to Good Hope to
And they're doing it because they love the kids and they love the game of
That's
basketball.
Exactly
they're not
right.
doing it for the money.
That's right. West Point, I didn't want to leave them out. So every one of our coaches do a great job with these kids.
All right. Austin in their area, so that'll be, I think he said, their first area game. So that'll be a big one tonight.
Ranked number 3.
Yeah, and boy, it don't get no easier as the weeks go on the way he talks.
He'll have his hands full right there. And I something else I noticed, he said they are the largest school in Class 6A.
Yeah, lucky enough to be in their area.
You know, exactly. And I don't know where it's coming. I should have asked Coach Meyer where they fall in that. But, hey, if you're the large, you know, if you're one of the larger, normally, if you're one of the larger playing, you know, one of the middle of the division or the lower – part of the classification, you have a huge distinct advantage.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of sheer numbers.
That's it.
You know, to choose
that's
from.
Said in Hartsville coming up, and we talked about this, Farron Key, now the coach at Hartsville. We were talking about A-Rob the other night, and neither one of us aware that he had moved.
That's
and
right.
He is now coaching Hartsville.
And he does a great job. Did a great job at A-Rob. Oh, yeah. Really, really good player at West Point. Went on and played some college basketball. I think he played for Randall Jones. I believe Randall was coaching when Farron was playing.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's another good guy in himself. Yeah. So.
Ronnie, want to go back over the Moolah clues again. Not that calling in is going to do you any good, but the phones were messed up.
That's
so
right.
We're going to go
in case somebody's
again.
Already, in case Cindy's already found it.
Yeah.
She would be able to call.
She very well may have.
That's exactly right.
All right. Your clue was?
My clue was, if you're looking for greenback, you need to look for the color green.
And my clue was to, if you're driving, looking for Moolah, drive down a street named after sharing a name with the former governor of California. So
you thought, well, that was pretty deep right
there. Yeah, I actually done that by pulling it up on Google Maps and seeing it, and the first thing that popped in my mind was,
oh man, that you see, you gave away another clue telling people pull it up on Google Maps.
Well, yeah, you can look on Google Maps. You know the name of the road.
You're in a given spirit. It's Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
Ho, 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 Santa Claus.
Old beard's getting longer.
Old beard, and it's getting gray.
Getting bigger, yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, let's, when are we, is it time for us to take a break, or can we finish this
time? I think we're at 5:30, so.
Oh, okay.
We got 2.5 minutes if you want to go on down your
list.
I
don't know. I just don't think I can finish it in that amount of time.
Whatever y'all want to do. If you want to take a break, we can do a break.
Let's do a break.
Let's do a break and we'll come back.
Do his list.
And we'll do the top 10 coordinators in all of college football.
We'll come back with your requested song after the break,
too. There you go.
All right.
A little Irish music.
Sounds like a winner.
I know some of this Christmas music, I've got to plug it a little bit. You're not going to hear it on every other station in North Alabama. Now, if you change radio stations, you will hear Christmas music on every other station in North Alabama.
But you won't hear this kind of Christmas
music. You won't
hear,
I mean, we're different. We want to be different.
That's it.
It is intentional. And what you're hearing now, this is a artist by the name of Trombone Shorty. He's pretty well known in New Orleans.
Trombone Shorty.
Yeah. And he is awesome.
What's your name, young man?
He's not short either.
Trombone Shorty.
He's like my grandpa, whose last name is Little, and he's taller than I am.
Oh, there you go.
We'll be back in a minute. Sports Talk Live right here on Live 95.
Your Farmers Insurance Agent. Protecting what you value most is my job, and I take it very seriously. Is your automobile liability enough to protect all that you've worked for? Does your homeowner's policy carry replacement cost coverage on contents? Or if something happens to you or your spouse, could you stay in your current home? I can help you answer these questions and more at 338-3701 or thewarhurstagency.com. I'm Tommy Warhurst, your Farmers Insurance Agent.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
AK Rentals has been serving Coleman and the surrounding areas for over 22 years. Why buy when you can rent what you really need from AK Rentals, like construction equipment, trenches, lifts, tractors, and thousands of other items. Plus, AK Rentals is now your authorized dealer for Echo Power Equipment and Shindawa Trimmers and Equipment. AK Rentals, Highway 31 North, open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, and Saturday till noon, 734-0038, 734-0038.
Is your paycheck slipping away in insurance premiums? Let Alpha Insurance show you how to tackle savings with rewards and discounts for loyal customers. Save even more when you bundle your home, car, and life insurance with Alpha. Plus, you'll get friendly service from the hometown team right here in Coleman. That would be Cynthia Phillips, reachable at 256-734-1224, or stop by and pay her a visit behind Sonic Drive-In at 216 Compass Way Southwest. You can also send
Send her an email, cphillips@alphains.com.
I'm Tommy Warhurst with Farmers Insurance. When was the last time you sat down with your agent for a review of your coverages? It's probably been a while. But your insurance is about you and protecting your family. And you should be a part of selecting the coverage that's best for you and get it at a price that fits your budget. My focus is you and doing what's right for you and your family, all while helping you save money. If you'd like a free insurance review, my number is 256-338-3701, and the website is thewarhurstagency.com.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung. There's bells and there's holly, the kids are gung-ho. True love finds a kiss beneath fresh mistletoe. Some families are messed up while others are fine. If you think yours is crazy, well, you should see mine. Snowballs. I'd like to take them out back and deck more than the halls. With family like this, I would have to confess I'd be better off lonely, distraught, and depressed. The season's upon us, it's that time of year. Brandy and eggnog, there's plenty of cheer. There's lights on the trees and there's wreaths to be hung. There's mischief and mayhem and songs to be sung.
That ain't the friggin' Christmas star, Grizz.
And if it wouldn't be too much, I'd like to get something for you, Clark. Something really nice.
Christmas vacation.
That's what I have to think of when I hear that. You know, every family in Coleman was thinking hearing that song. Yeah, that reminds me of...
I was going to say, somebody wrote that song about my family. Hey, I've heard that before, Jay. Who sings that? Who is that?
That is Dropkick Murphy. And I had to Google that one as soon as I found it. I've never heard of that guy.
That's not, he's not related to Trump at Shorty, is.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you what, if you feel bad about your life, listen to us.
That'll pick you up. Oh, but I have heard that one before, but that is some funny stuff, if you just really listen to it.
So. You won't be singing that one in church Sunday morning.
No, they won't be. They won't sing that pass off of Basket Willie. Or the benediction song or whatever. Oh, or the greeting.
I think that's the first time I've ever heard
it. Oh, you never heard that?
Never heard it.
My goodness. You need to get out more often.
Our church don't sing that kind of music. So.
Mine doesn't either, but I've heard that before.
I am a music connoisseur, and I had never heard that when I came across it. I was like, have I missed this?
You never heard that one either, Jay?
Not until it fell out of the sky.
Wow. I have heard that one before. I don't know where, but I've heard it.
That's my question. Where did you
hear
that?
I don't know. I have no clue. I can't remember where, but I know I've heard it. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Exactly.
Karen might be listening.
That's right. Back to important things. And just let me start over.
Change subject quick.
I know. Top 10 coordinators in all of college football. Number 10, Robert Prunty, Cincinnati co-defensive coordinator. Jason Candle, Toledo offensive coordinator. This one you will have heard, Jason. Brent Venerable, Clemson defensive coordinator. Number 8.
And he is 8?
He's 8. I thought he'd be shy. I think he should be higher, don't you?
I don't see what's so special about him. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
You seen Clemson play this year?
Yeah, he's not on my list. He's not on my list of candidates.
Check out Clemson's defensive statistics for the year.
Well, they might surprise me when I looked at them.
They will. They didn't make up. I looked at
them. When I see Clemson, the name Clemson, I think offense. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Defense, I agree with that. Number 7, Clay Helton, the USC offensive coordinator. Number 6, Luke Finkel. You've heard that name.
I've heard the name, but I don't know where.
Ohio State defensive coordinator. He better be good come January 1.
That's right. They got a team rolling in.
That's exactly right. See if you can slow.
They got to get the win.
See if you can slow that. listen to you. See if you can slow that machine down. Hey, number 5, James Cooley, Miami offensive coordinator.
Again.
That's a stunner, isn't it? Number 4, here's you another one. Jeremy Pruitt, Georgia defensive coordinator.
I knew that name was coming, but I didn't know where. But
from Rainesville, Alabama. You believe it? Yep. Number 3, you sure won't know this one.
Probably not.
I bet you a steak dinner you've never heard this one. Of course, you could lie.
Yeah, I could lie and I'll take a steak.
Mike Loxley. Okay, to prove you hadn't, where is he? Where does he coach?
I have no idea.
Maryland offensive coordinator.
Oh, yeah, Maryland's always offensive.
That's a power.
Yeah.
I don't know about this list.
That ought to tell you something.
Exactly. Number 2, you will be pleased.
Go ahead.
Will Muschamp, Auburn defensive coordinator. Now, they've already named him as number 2, and he hasn't coordinated a game
yet at Auburn. Coordinated a lot in the past.
Well, last
he
past.
He has coordinated a game at Auburn, too.
Well, yeah, in the past.
2006, 2007, somewhere in that range.
Well, that's 10, 12, that's what, 8 years ago?
Long
and
time.
They've already named him number 2? Come on.
Like how much better he's got over the last
year. He hasn't done anything.
Yeah, he did.
Then? Not now.
Yeah, but he will.
Okay.
That's why his name's Will.
All right, and he was number 2.
And, folks, wait a minute, drum roll. anybody guess
that's
who
right.
number 1
The
is.
Number 1 rated coordinator in all, I repeat, all of college football, once again, Kirby Smart, the Alabama defensive coordinator, number 1 Uno, top coordinator.
How many points did Auburn score on? Shouldn't Lashley be in there somewhere? I mean, how many points did Auburn score on the number 1 defensive coordinator?
44.
So shouldn't Auburn's offensive coordinator be in there somewhere?
You don't get there for just one game.
Yeah, but look over the last 2 years. How many points?
Oh, how long has Kirby Smart been there?
Maryland's offensive coordinator.
I agree with that now. I agree with that. I don't see that at all. But you still have to give credit where credit is due.
I think, as you say, Ronnie, somebody was in the sauce when they made that list.
They were, but they sobered up when they got the number 1.
They probably
started sober. That's right. And they just started pulling them out of the hat. That's exactly right. So
they couldn't think of anybody else, and they Googled it.
That's right. They Googled it. So there you have the top 10 top 10 coordinators in all of college football. So I know Jason wanted to see that.
Oh, man, let's skip to basketball. Let's get back on something.
We are on basketball.
Oh, we're talking coordinators, basketball, offensive and defensive coordinators.
Oh, you got it. So I can tell you're not, you know, real keen with that.
No, I don't know if Will Muschamp will Auburn will win a game after he takes over the defense. But I do know this: Auburn's defense will be better under Will Muschamp.
Don't have a choice.
No, they can't be. They can't be any worse.
That's exactly right.
And Will Muschamp defenses, top seven at Auburn, top five at LSU.
Yes, I agree. You're right.
Florida, top, what was it? Was it top five or top ten this year, even at Florida?
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be in the top five or ten defensively year in, year out.
I agree. I don't disagree with that.
I can't believe it.
No, I do. I agree. As long as Muschamp will allow him to recruit who he wants.
Now, Muschamp will, because Muschamp is the man. That, Ronnie, you just committed the sin that I'm going to commit numerous times because I'm already having a hard time with it.
What is
Muschamp
that?
And Gus Malzahn.
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, you said as long as Muschamp will allow him to recruit, and I've almost said it 100 times.
As long as Gus.
Yeah, Gus and Mus. And
I know, it's too many of that, too much of that.
Which brings me to the name that they have already tagged them, and now it's leaving me. Gus Champ, I think?
Gus Champ.
Yeah, Gus Champ.
Boy, that's original, isn't it?
Yeah. Who thought of that one?
Same people thought of those top 10 coordinators, I guess. Oh, man. Hey, let's... we haven't talked much at all, Jason. Of course, that's, you know, the NCAA men's basketball is just... It's just getting started.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, just getting good.
Yeah, just getting good here. Most teams have played, you know, 8 to 10 games somewhere in that neighborhood. But I thought quickly here, and I know we're kind of winding down. We got, you know, about 10-12 minutes to go. Would give you the top 20 AP, top 25, if you are interested in those.
Bring it.
Number 25, Michigan State.
Well, they drop down. They're usually
well, they're usually
top five team.
Top five, absolutely. I saw them play earlier this year. They weren't very impressive. Here's another team that has dropped. North Carolina is at number 24, and they're 6-3.
Yeah, and they started out at 6 or 7 this year, and
yeah.
Boy, they've lost some games. They shouldn't have lost.
They've kind of hit, I wouldn't say hard times, but they haven't been the North Carolina clubs that we have become accustomed to.
You know, is Roy Williams the guy for North Carolina? I know he's got a long history, but
yeah, he won a national championship there.
But other than that one national championship year, he's been less than impressive at North Carolina.
I agree. For North Carolina.
Right.
You know, winning 20-21 games is not impressive at North Carolina.
No.
I mean, that's just like, you know, Alabama winning 10.
And I'm just not sold on Roy Williams.
Yeah, so. And you know, and they've had the big, huge scandal, you know, about the grades and all that kind of stuff, which kind of goes back also to the era with Dean Smith. You know, it kind of tarnishes his maybe legacy a little bit with all that scandal as far as their grades and you know. That situation.
When you get to the number one team, we want to spend a little bit of time on them because I want to tell you my opinion of number one team.
You got it. Okay. Number 23, you would not guess this one, but they've been good for several years. Butler. They're 8-2. You know, they're the guy that was the head coach for them left, and he's now the head coach at the Boston Celtics. And his name leaves me, but he looks like a kid.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like
a kid. Number 22 is West Virginia. They're 9-1. Number 21, Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They're 10-1. St. John's 8-1. That's a name you haven't heard in years.
Nope.
You remember years ago when Louis Carnesecca was the head coach there? Had some outstanding teams. Players like Chris Mullin played there. San Diego State. Now, they've been in the – you've heard a lot about out of San Diego State, the Aztecs the last few years. If you remember, and his name has left me, but he used to be the former head coach at Michigan with the Fab Five.
Yeah.
It's left me. It'll come to me. But he is the head coach at San Diego State. He's done a great job there. Miami of Florida, they are 18. Number 17, Maryland. Number 16, Washington. You don't really think of them, you know, basketball-wise. 15, Oklahoma. 14, Utah. 13, Iowa State. Good football, good basketball team. I saw them play Alabama, and they beat them about 10 or 12, but it was a lot closer than that. Number 12, Ohio State. Number 11, Wichita State.
Shockers.
The Shockers, who Alabama's playing tonight. Wichita State is from Kansas, out of the state of Kansas. Speaking of Kansas, number 10, there they are, the Kansas Jayhawks. Number 9, Texas. Number 8, they're always there, Jason. They're always in the hunt. They're always ranked, and that's Gonzaga.
Yep.
Every year.
Oh, yeah.
That guy does a phenomenal job with Gonzaga. Number 7, Villanova. Number 6, Virginia. Back, maybe.
Yeah, that's,
you know, they've had some great years before. Number 5, Wisconsin. Number 4, the Louisville Cardinals. They are 9-0. You know, we talked about this a week or so ago, the funny comment after they had beaten Savannah State like a drum. They asked Patino about, you know, running the score up, and he basically said, what else am I supposed to do? I played 4 white guys and an Egyptian.
Yeah.
You know, so classic there. So they're number 4. Number 3 is Arizona. They're also undefeated at 10-0. Number 2, they're always there. They're always in the hunt. Is the Duke Blue Devils. They are 8-0. And then number 1 out of the SEC, the Kentucky Wildcats, not a surprise, they are 11-0, and they receive, Jason, every first place vote, 65. First place vote. The University of Kentucky got them all.
Now, I want to know,
wow,
what is going on in Kentucky? That's what I want to talk about. How does Kentucky continue to get these incoming freshmen?
It's a pipeline.
National title.
Because it's the same way Alabama does it in football.
Illegally.
Oh, what do you mean illegally?
You mark this down, and folks, write it down.
Now, I know you don't smoke crack.
You write it down. When Calipari...
Oh, now he'll stretch it.
When he leaves Kentucky,
there
will be probation tomorrow. You can write that down.
I'm
not saying that with Saban. I'm saying Kentucky.
That happened. That happened when you remember he was at Memphis.
Oh, yeah, and it's going to happen
in
Kentucky.
They got lit up once he left.
Nobody is that good a recruit. I don't care who you are.
He has 10 players that any 10 of them can start at probably any college in the country.
Oh, yeah.
His second group he puts in, they're not, I think he calls them reinforcements. That's the word. They're not replacements. They're not substitutes. They're not second string. They are reinforcements. And that's exactly what they are. They're just as good.
2-3 years ago that he had the class freshmen that come in and all of them one and done.
Yeah.
And I think 4 of the 5 went first round of the NBA draft.
Yes.
Something.
It's every year.
Something fishy there.
The same thing's going to happen this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
money talks.
He has his own at the University of, you know, how they do kind of a combine, you know. He has his own combine for the Pro Scouts to come look at just his team.
Oh.
I mean, he has it, whether hook, crook, whatever you call it, he's got it going on at Kentucky.
Speaking of first place votes, a subject we haven't touched on, the Heisman was awarded Saturday night.
And absolutely.
I think you got the vote total. Again, it wasn't close.
Not even close. None of us ever thought it would have been close, talking about the Heisman. But everybody out there probably knows that Marcus Mariota, the quarterback from Oregon, was the winner of the Heisman. Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin, the running back, was also there in New York. They invited the three best players. And then Amari Cooper from the University of Alabama was there. So I'll give out the total, Jason, after we come back from a break, because I can hear that sweet, sweet music playing.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. Sports Talk Live, episode 38 today.
There you go.
You're listening to Sports Talk Live. Coleman, Alabama. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Cyber Broadband has been providing broadband to areas generally not served by other providers. Now in its 10th year of providing service, Cyber has expanded to also offer services through Charter Communications. If you have service locally and would rather deal with a local company, Cyber Broadband can be reached at 256-734-1077. Cyber also has server co-location abilities. Visit them online at www.getcyber.net.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your new garage, riding area, horse barn, hobby shop, or machine storage building. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project. Morton is located in Garden City and can be reached at 256-352-0406 or online at www.mortonbuildings.com. Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800. It's Odin's Auto Glass.
Scissor Salon is your full-service salon, conveniently located on Highway 278 East in Coleman. Scissors welcomes men, women, and children. Appointments and walk-ins welcome. At Scissors, it's all about you. Personal service and attention to detail. That's Scissors. Highway 278 East, Coleman. The little shop with the big scissors on the roof. Scissors, open Tuesday through Friday. 734-6006. That's Scissors.
So this is Christmas. What have you done? Another year over, and a new one's begun. So this is Christmas.
Heard that one?
Oh yeah! Hey, that right there is classic.
That's it. That's good stuff.
Oh yeah! Hey, Ronnie, we talked about the football coaches and the enormous salaries.
Yes.
So why not throw a little attention to the basketball coaches?
They can't make as much as the football.
You would think Nick Saban had to be the highest paid collegiate coach.
Sure. $7.2 million.
Nada.
No?
Nada.
You got him.
Coach K.
You just showed that to me, and I have never seen that. That is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And folks, sit down to hear this one. Coach K at Duke, are you ready for this? $9,682,032 per year.
Yeah, I first saw that, and I thought, well, that's just like a three-year contract.
Right.
It's not. That is annually.
Annually.
1 year.
And coming in second, now is Calipari at Kentucky. Now, I might add a distant second.
A distant, yes, I agree.
$5,200,000. So, Coach K making twice, you might as well say, what anybody else makes.
I'm in shock. I have no clue. They or he specifically made that kind of money, nearly $10 million a year.
Yeah, and his pay over last year, his salary increased. Are you ready for this? His salary increased $2,448,000 per year.
An increase.
An increase. So he went from $7,200,000 to $9,600,000.
I wonder what percentage make $2.4 million or less as college head basketball coaches.
Oh, it would be a huge majority.
You got it. He got more of a raise than probably... You'd have to say, I'm going to throw it out, 60% of head coaches make.
Yeah, I would say it's going to be a lot higher than that because you get back to number 10 on the list. Number 10 is Arizona, $2.2 million.
Oh, well, then it's a lot.
Number 10.
Then it's probably 80%.
Yeah, probably 80 or 90%. He got a bigger raise than
80 or 90% of them, those Mike. Guys' annual salary.
Yeah.
Lee. Wow.
I don't know just how the basketball rolls in Duke.
Whew. Wow. Speaking of that, where can you find quickly where Roy Williams just. Since yeah, Duke and North Carolina are right there together, do you see?
Trouble. North Carolina, number 22, $1,827,000.
$1 million.
You could hire five Roy Williams for the price of Coach K.
I mean, that is mind-boggling.
Michigan paying $2.4 million. That surprises me that they're paying more than North Carolina. Louisville, Rick Pitino, $4,678,000.
Okay, where is his rank?
He would be third.
Okay, third. So
actually, they've got these in the wrong order. Kentucky is ranked third, but they would be second. So
okay.
Well, it's including bonus. Now, here's another thing. Coach K, his salary does not include a bonus. What? It's just straight pay.
Does it have his bonus on there?
No.
There's no bonus
listed.
Would you think? Is there a bonus for you already making $10 million?
Right.
My goodness. Wow.
So, folks, if you're
a young guy, you might want to consider getting into college.
Billy Donovan at Florida, $3,875,000, and he has a $30,000 bonus. So,
what number is he?
He comes in at number five.
Runs through 10.
All right. We've got the top. Well, I got to get four is Kansas, $4,750,000. Six, Michigan State, $3,413,000. Seven, UCLA. These numbers are all goofed up.
Okay.
Well, it's including bonus.
Okay.
I'm just giving you the salary. The
base salaries.
So it's close. Seven, UCLA, $3,473,000. Ohio State, $3,182,000. Memphis, $2,650,000. And Arizona, $2.2 million.
Memphis is in the top 10.
Now, Arizona, the $2.2 million comes with a $427,000 bonus.
Mm, that's a pretty hefty bonus.
Yeah.
I'd take that for a salary.
To perform. So.
That's it.
I wonder where Alabama and Auburn ranks on this.
What's
list.
The bottom?
Yeah. That's way on down.
You're going to have to do some serious scrolling to find Alabama and Auburn. We probably don't have enough time. You got 2 minutes.
Auburn, it just goes through 68.
So and they're not there.
They're not there.
Bruce
Pearl got a pretty hefty paycheck for Auburn.
Anthony Grant's making, I think, 1.5, 1.8.
Wow, talk about overpaid.
Has been in the past, unless they do something this year. You're exactly right. So, hey, I know it's winding down, Jason, and you may want to go over that, but that's on the screens before we closed out. But we are right around the corner to the football bowl season. If I can real quickly just give you a couple of the games, start on December the 20th, which will be this Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Okay, that is Nevada, Louisiana Lafayette, UTEP and Utah State, Colorado State and Utah, Western Michigan and Air Force, Bowling Green versus South Alabama. Those are the games that are all on Saturday, so you can check in your local listings and see what time they come on. But bowl season is upon us. Starts Saturday.
You can get your football fix.
You can, yeah, and it's going to be good.
Oh yeah, Saturday that'll be an eye popper.
You better believe it, son.
Hey, anyone interested in Christmas music? Be sure to listen in Friday. Going to go all Christmas until sometime late Christmas Day.
That's it.
If you're interested in sponsoring an hour, only $50, and 10% of that money goes to Coleman Caring for Kids. For more information, log on to live95coleman.com, and you'll see all the information you need, or call the studio, talk to Jay.
737-9951.
That's it.
He'll hook you up.
All right, until Thursday.
That's it.
We're going to sign off here with a big War Eagle.
And a big Roll Tide. It's kind of hard to with the Christmas.
Yeah,
it's a little different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just not the same.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right, folks. We'll see you Thursday for episode 39.
That's it.
Until then, have a good one.
WRKM LP Coleman.